Good morning. This has been great singing today, by the way. You sound great. I was down front. I could hear you. You sound wonderful. It's so good to worship God together. It's a glorious day. It's a joyful day, especially for you if you believe Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior who rose again from the dead. He removed all the penalty of my sin. It's like I've never sinned, like you've never sinned if you've trusted in Him. That's an amazing truth. It gives us hope. It gives us strength to know that we're forgiven. You know, we meet regularly on Sundays to commemorate the day that Jesus rose from the dead, to remind ourselves that we have a risen Savior every week, to encourage us because we can get downhearted. Communion is another way we do that. When we take communion, we remember the sacrifice that Jesus did so that we could have life, the things He suffered. That communion not only reminds us of what Jesus did, but it makes us look forward to when He's going to return. We remember His death for us, His resurrection that gives us life, and the new life that's coming. Because Jesus rose from the dead, death is swallowed up. It's quite a picture. Swallowed up. The all-powerful one is dead. Death has no more sting. Victory is secure. And yet, there's this battle. You battled it this week with sin and temptation, with discouragement and worry. The battle can cause us to lose heart in our walk with Christ. Jesus died around Passover, right? Passover week. The Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb, died on Passover. And Passover is when Israel was delivered from Egypt. God came down and delivered them in mighty ways, and Egypt's power could not hold them, and they escaped. But they had battles, like we have battles. At the Red Sea, they were terrified. They didn't think they could be saved, that God wouldn't come through. Through the wilderness, through the manna and the water, they were worried. They didn't trust God. There were battles. They lost faith. They lost hope. Even entering the promised land, they had Jericho's walls fell, and yet they had a hard time trusting God. Think about the disciples. I mean, just last week we celebrated Palm Sunday, and they were shouting and praising God, believing the kingdom of God was going to come. They were so excited. And then there was the trial, and Jesus betrayed, and they denied Him, and then Jesus was dead, and for 3 days they were terrified in fear, not knowing what was ahead. Talk about losing heart. People of Christ, we're living between Jesus' resurrection and His return. Two R's. Can you remember that? Resurrection and return. And serving Jesus faithfully in that in-between time is really, really challenging. Being faithful to Him is really challenging because the world has all these messages that are coming after us. There's deep sadness. We have this sinful bent that we keep disobeying, and Satan is throwing stuff at us to discourage us. So how can we be faithful? Would you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4? We're going to be there, so if you have your Bibles, we allow you to use your phone if you're looking at it for the Bible, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, going to be reading verses 13 through 18. Paul is talking about discouragement, but what keeps him from not losing heart. Beginning at verse 13. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, I believed and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak, knowing that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with Him into His presence. For it is all for your sake that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, they're temporary. But the things that are unseen are eternal. We do not lose heart. We speak what we know. Three ideas today. We speak what we know. Number one, we do not lose heart because we speak what we know is true. That's a quote from Psalm 116. And there was, if you want to turn there, I'm going to read a few verses. This is a testimony of someone who was discouraged. But listen to what he says, what the psalmist wrote. I love the Lord because he has heard me, my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, even when I spoke, I am greatly afflicted. You see, that psalmist had his doubts, but then he spoke what he knew was true about his God, how God, when he called out to him, delivered him, restored him, and he let people know what was true. So like the psalmist who was near death and asked for help, and God delivered him, God's done that for you if you're a believer in Christ. If you're here today hearing this gospel, this good news, and you haven't believed it yet, God's giving you that invitation to believe and receive and to know that he's risen and you will rise too if you believe in him. Jesus is raised to life, and those who believe in him are going to be raised to life. As a matter of fact, you're alive now if you're a believer, and you will never die. You, the real you, will live forever. You can rest in that today. It begins now, eternal life. It's given by God. He'll never forsake those who believe in him. We do not lose heart. Paul said that at the very beginning of the chapter in verse 1. If you're in 2 Corinthians 4, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. Why don't you lose heart? Because Paul knew he was speaking the truth about God and his deliverance in Christ. And he lived a new way. Look at verse 2. But we have renounced the disgraceful, the underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth. We would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. We live a new way. We give integrity to the gospel. Our aim is to glorify Jesus. For we proclaim it's not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shown into our hearts the light of life, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. I speak what I know. Let your life speak what you know is true about the risen Christ. So more people believe, so God is glorified, not so Grace Chapel's lifted up, not so we are lifted up, but so Jesus Christ is lifted up, the only one who can save. So God is glorified. We speak what we know to be true. We have doubts, but we speak what we know to be true to ourselves. We speak it to others. So God is lifted up. Jesus Christ is praised. And our hearts are built up. We don't lose heart. God spoke, and there was light when he created the world. Nothing. And then there was light. And now he's spoken light into your heart to give you eternal life if you've believed. You have the light of God. Disciples of Christ, bring Jesus's light into this world. You know, the old rheostat lights that we have, well, they're not so old, but I remember the dials. It seems to be getting dimmer. But you know what's great about dimness of the darkness of the world? The light of Christ gets brighter. Let it shine. We speak what we know. God reveals through his followers how to become citizens of God's kingdom. We live a new way, and that brings a taste of God's kingdom that's coming, his justice, his mercy, his hope, his life. We speak God's message because it transforms people to the praise of God. We do not lose heart, secondly, because even our physical weaknesses can't stop my soul from getting stronger. Our physical bodies, it says that in verse 16. So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Every morning, I'm reminded that my body is wearing out. The knees are achy, the ankles are creaky, and I gotta kind of get adjusted before I move. When I'm riding my bicycle, I used to be in 2.5. If you're a bicycler, you know what that is. Front gear, second, 5 on these hills. Guess what? Now I'm in 2.3, maybe 2.2. I haven't hit granny gear yet. Sorry, 1.1. There's only one gear lower than 1.1. Get off and push. These bodies are wearing out. But Christ's resurrection life dwells in every believer, and it enables your soul, your spirit, to get stronger, to hold on tighter. We live for Christ to do his will wherever we are, wherever we go, whatever we're doing, because we know that we're going to live. We are living forever. A little bit earlier, Paul had called it in verse 7, we have this treasure in jars of clay. Think about that. This specimen of a human being, like all people, by the mercy of God, can be filled by the grace of God and filled up with the priceless treasure of God's life that never ends. Think about that. If you're a believer in Christ this morning, then your life is filled up with the treasure of Christ, priceless, never-ending life, never to be taken away, never to be conquered, never to be lost. He uses imperfect people like us to reveal the life of God's life-changing power that cannot be conquered. His grace carries us onward, even though we're dying. Look at Paul's list of afflictions in verses 8. We didn't read that. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. It's a glorious thing. Paul's heart and body were giving out to the weight of the world. And how did he go on? Because of the resurrection power of Christ. How can we go on? Through the strength of God, the Spirit living in us. If I'm a part of Christ, then even death leads me to true life. Every human being bears the image of God. But that image has been covered over. It's kind of hidden because of our sin, because of our rebellion against God. And how tragic it is that so many people, billions of people made in the image of God, made to enjoy God and His goodness, are not experiencing the life that Jesus came to give us. Pity us if we only believe this life is all there is. Then this world is all you will have. And this life passes away so quickly, and we're frustrated by it. If we refuse the truth of new life in Christ, then death does have the victory. Those with faith in Jesus do not lose heart. We speak what we know. God's revealed to His people the truth. Jesus came to give us life, not to take it away. And even though our bodies are wearing out, we do not lose heart because we know our spirit, our soul, is getting stronger as we hold on to Christ in belief, and we will not be conquered. Thirdly, we do not lose heart because our present struggles can't match heaven's glories. Are you battling against health issues in your body? Follower of Jesus, do not lose heart. Even though your body's wearing out, God will keep your soul strong. It's His work. It's His salvation. It's His Spirit living within you, believer in Christ, the risen Christ. So speak what you know is true about the life to come. Christ is in you. Speak it to others as well. And then review your new life and what God's given you in Christ. Remind yourself that He's walking with you, that He's never going to forsake you, that He's never going to abandon you to the grave and forget you or cast you aside. He's risen, and you're going to rise too. To a land where there's no more sickness, no more tears, only glory. Don't lose heart. Followers of Christ, are you battling against temptation and losing those battles more than you're winning? Don't lose heart. Ask God for deliverance like the psalmist did in Psalm 116. God will hear your voice. He will answer you when you seek Him. He will keep you. Christ will give you victory. Say what you know is true to yourself and tell it to others. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. It gives you life. Do you doubt Jesus is God and became human to rescue you from sin? Then see what is unseen. Open up your eyes to see the glories ahead that are beyond your comprehension. They're eternal. What we see, what we experience in this world, it's only momentary. It's also short-lived. I remember when I was 15 years old thinking life was so far ahead that 50-year-old people were so old. Oh, to be 50 again. What we see is not necessarily evil. Holy things become unholy when they become idols. Because we start to value the things more than the one who gave them to us, the God of heaven, our creator. So, you know, your nice car, it's okay. That home that you live in that you need, that job that provides, the food you have, you gonna have any good food today? They're not evil until they replace God in your life, in your heart. They become more important, your position, your standing, your reputation, than God, when they take the place of honor. So don't let that happen. But understand that, know what's temporary and invest what's temporary in the things that last forever. Use them for the glory of God. Use them in a way that pleases God. Because temporary riches in this world, they have no value in the next life. So use what you have now to bring glory to God, to spread the kingdom. Receive by faith the full life that Jesus offers us. Follow the risen Savior. Follow his ways. Follow Jesus into a permanent home that he's preparing for us. You know why heaven's so glorious? Because God's there. Because Jesus is there. Because the angels are there, because there's no sin there, because there's going to be all these people, weak and pathetic people who trusted in God, they're going to be there too. You've read about them in some of their stories in the Bible, and it's going to be amazing, and you're going to be a part of that great band. That's what's going to make it so glorious, because God's going to take what's imperfect and make it beautiful. Christians, do not lose heart. Christ is raised, and you will be raised too. Your body is weakening, but when by holding on to Jesus, your soul's going to be renewed day by day, and you will not be overcome. Death has no hold on Jesus' followers. No afflictions in this world can take away the glories that are yet to come. So say what you know is true about Jesus. Jesus is risen, and I will rise too. Do you believe that this morning? Well, I would like you to say it with me. Let's say it together. Jesus is risen, and I will rise too. Amen. Let's pray. Risen Savior, mighty God, friend of sinners, Lord Jesus, we ask you to keep your promises. Bring your salvation to hearts today that are doubting you, troubled, weighted down by this world. Turn their eyes to the things that will last forever. Be merciful and rescue. Lord, we ask you to hold on to us as you've promised to. When we lose heart, strengthen our hearts with your word, with the presence of your spirit, through other people that you use to speak your truth to us. Lord, we want to show the world the great glory of our risen Savior. We ask you to do this in the name of Jesus for your honor and glory alone. Amen.